Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Hello and good evening, everyone, from the ATL, home of the Super Bowl-bound Atlanta Falcons. Yes. I am super excited and proud to be a diehard Falcons fan. So that is why I decided to deviate from the norm a little bit this evening. And so tonight's show is dedicated to cheering on our beloved Atlanta Falcons. So let's have some fun and talk a little football tonight. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff. Thank you for joining me this evening for our Falcons Super Bowl special. Tonight is all about showing love to our Falcons as they gear up to face the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 51 this Sunday in Houston. So with that said, we want to hear from you. So we will be taking calls from devoted Falcon fans throughout the show. If you want to call in and make a positive comment or talk a little trash or wish the Falcons well on their quest to win the Super Bowl, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246. And then press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. Help us send love to our Falcons and let them know that they have our support and that we are behind them 150%. But please remember, we're going to keep it clean tonight. We're going to have fun, but we're going to keep it clean. So, but before we get started, though, just a couple of reminders. I invite you to join me on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. through our new radio station website, which is www.up2meradio, so that's uptomeradio.com. The name change and website officially takes effect starting tomorrow, so check us out as we continue to grow. I also continue to invite you to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com, and that is where you can also purchase through the online store a copy of my recently released book, There Is Life After Layoff, Rediscovery and Empowerment Journal. So with that, I say thank you for listening and for joining me on my journey of truth and transparency through the experience of getting laid off. So now let's get started. And you know what? Words can't begin to even express how proud I am of our Atlanta Falcons. OMG. They have had such an amazing season. They really deserve this, and Atlanta deserves this. So tonight, also joining me to show a little love to the Falcons, I have joining me our executive producer, Mel D. Thanks for joining me, Mel D. So how about those Falcons?
Go Falcons, go Falcons, go Falcons. I'm hyped, I'm ready, I'm charged.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. This is, a long time coming. This, I don't know, a lot of people may not realize that this is only the second time in the Falcons' 51-year history that they've actually made it to the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did, actually. And, you know, I've been here in Atlanta now for 32 years.
Okay.
In August. And I know when my husband and I, when we moved here, my husband is a diehard New York Giants fan.
Right.
But, you know, we trying to play homage and be supportive of the home team. So we would go to Falcon games, and many a games we were disappointed. But there was just something about them Falcons, you know.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Now to see them make it to the Super Bowl with the odds in their favor, everything in their favor, we are so excited because I think we're going to see victory this time. I really do.
I
think
believe,
it's their
I
turn.
That.
I think
I
it's
believe
their
that.
Turn.
And I think you and I kind of talked about it prior to the show. There's something about this season that's different, and I think a lot of it may have to do with the theme that they've embraced this season, and that is in brotherhood. You know, it goes back to the old saying, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. And I think they finally found what is going to work for them. They have to work together as a team. You know,
yes, they do.
They
yes,
can't.
They do.
There's no I in team, and
right.
That makes me think about the fact that, you know, last season wasn't so much of a good season. You know, they had their struggles. But I think one of the struggles that they had is that they were relying too heavily on Julio Jones to make all these magical plays. And you know, they were really going to him a lot and didn't have a lot of depth on the bench as far as, you know, offensively. That's my personal opinion. But I think the difference this year is that whoever recruited or decided who they were going to sign or man, they have so much talent on that bench that they can go
yes.
to a number of people, you know. And I think it
How
was
How about that Matt Ryan? How about
oh
that Matt
goodness.
Ryan?
Matt Ryan, let me tell you, I'm going to be really honest with you. Last season,
mm-hmm.
between my daughter and myself, we were about ready to throw him out with the baby with the bathwater last season because we were so mad with him last year. Oh, I'm just keeping it 100. And I think a lot of
yes.
Falcons fans was you know, feeling the same way. My daughter was like, oh, my God, what is wrong with him? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's another story. It's so funny because up until about a year ago, a year and a half ago, she didn't really pay attention to football because
mm-hmm.
she didn't understand it. So I said, okay,
right.
you know what? Let me explain the game to you. And so I myself, because I do know football, I know the game, I sat down with her and I went through everything, all the rules and, you know, the quarters and first down, what it takes to do this and that and whatever. And it was like a light bulb moment for her. And things just started clicking, and now she does not miss a game. It's
oh,
so
that's
funny.
Awesome. That's awesome. You know, I have to provide a disclaimer to our listeners tonight because I'm not as well-versed in football, but I know when I see a good team. I know when I'm looking at a good game. I know when to celebrate. I know when to cuss. I know when to, you know. You know, being married to a football fanatic, you know, you kind of go with the flow. I know when,
yeah.
you know, halftime's about to come, and I know what to serve when the guys come over. You know, so I'm one
funny.
Of those, yeah, I'm one of those, like, on the sideline, but I do get it, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I made a commitment. I said, if the Falcons bring home championship, which I believe they will definitely do. They have my support from this point on in terms of me being a diehard fan and going and attending as many games as I can from this point on. So,
right.
Yes. But I do love that Matt Ryan. And really and truly, I have to say, this is my first season really, really recognizing him. Like,
oh,
you know,
wow.
You know, last year, I know, you know, he was on the team, but I was like, I didn't really take notice to him too much. But this year, oh, my God. And now he's up for MVP. Oh, my.
Yeah, his nickname is Matty Ice.
Yes,
Matty
Ice. I love it. I am so excited. We got some listeners on the board here, and I know these are diehard fans, and one of them I know is a diehard Falcon fan, and if she presses one, I can bring her on air, and she can join in this conversation. So just giving everybody
yes.
a challenge. Just press one if you want to come on and share your provide your input to this excitement that we have and share in this the show tonight as we celebrate
exactly.
Our Falcons.
That's what it's all
yes.
about. We have to get behind the Falcons. We want to let them know that we love them and that we're here, you know, 150%. And I think one of the commentators, I'm not going to mention any names, but he actually said that Atlanta wasn't ready for a Super Bowl winning team and that we were in a Super Bowl city. And I was like, what?
Who is he?
And I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus tonight, but I was so upset about that. And I was like, wait a minute, do you even live here?
We'll prove him wrong. We'll prove him wrong. He'll have to eat every word.
Absolutely. So, yeah, this is our year. I know it is.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that it starts at the top because the leadership that they have now. First of all, let's start with Arthur Blank. How about him?
Yes.
He is down there.
Dedicated owner. He's in
yes.
the trenches with his team. He's a fabulous
owner.
He really is. Yes.
He is so
very,
funny.
Very,
very
committed
yes.
to each team member, and he really has hung in with his team through all the losses, all of the challenges,
yes.
and all of the triumphs. And he well-deserved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that the Falcons really want to bring that to him. They want him to have this. And he's so funny to me after every game. He's down there trying to do dapping and the dancing. And I'm like, if he better, he need to be careful.
He does his version.
Oh, my God.
He does
he's
the best
so funny.
He can. But at least he's trying.
He's trying. He's trying. He is not ashamed to go out there and shake it.
I know.
Yeah.
And I know other cities do this, but I just over the years, and a lot of my friends go to the tailgate parties, and Rudy and I had an opportunity this year to go to one, and it was an experience like I've never had before.
Mm.
And just the love for that team and
yeah.
diehard fans,
oh
I mean, they are just diehard and committed. And because of the fans, they're going to bring that championship home to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
They want
oh, yeah.
that parade. They want
oh, yeah.
that parade.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to a Facebook group called the Dirty Bird Nation, and when I tell you, you talk about some diehard fans.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. They go in hard. You hear me?
Oh, my God. Awesome. Awesome. I know there will be so many Super Bowl watch parties in a lot of the restaurants and bars around town and a lot of the homes. People will be sponsoring Super Bowl parties. And
yes.
What are your plans? Are you going to watch it at home with the family
or
are you venturing out?
No, we're not going to venture out. We're going to just keep it close to home. We all have our shirts. We're all ready with our gear, and we'll get some snacks and, you know, pizza and wings and what have you, and just sit here and enjoy it with the family, and you know, the highs and the lows of it. But I'm predicting that the Falcons are going to go out there strong, like they have all season, and they're going to have a commanding lead, and
yes.
it's just going to be one of those games. That's my prediction.
All right, and you know, in preparation for tonight, I like to look at the odds, right?
Right.
So I looked at the Super Bowl. Yes, I did. I did some research.
Right.
Well, there is a Super Bowl pick, and it's I looked at the Super Bowl Nation website, and they had Falcons 34-27 over the Patriots. How about that?
All right, that I like those odds.
Yes, yes,
I can take that. A win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's 1 point. Win is a win.
Yes, and they are the favorites in Vegas, baby.
Woo!
Bets are on. Yes,
but people don't lose your shirts over this game, please. Don't just
no, they
keep
don't.
It sensible.
Yeah. But the Odds Shark computer simulation has it to a 5-4 pick for the Falcons.
Really?
So everything is lining up. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and it's going to be who wants it the most, who's the most hungry, and I believe that the Falcons is that team. They're the ones, I think, that are the most hungry because, we've had so many naysayers throughout the season. There's so many commentaries and analysts that I've heard throughout the season that talk about the Falcons are not going to make it and, you know, they don't have what it takes. And I'm like, I beg to differ.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. So I'm going with those odds. Yeah, I believe that they can pull it out. I really do believe. So you know what? We fans, come on. Where are you? We want to show some love.
Yeah, where are
to
y'all?
The
we got they're listening. They're listening. But
come on,
press
number one.
So they can come on.
We want to hear from you.
Yes,
we want to hear from
press
you.
Press one, and I can bring you right on air.
Right.
Keep
show some love to the Falcons. Show some love to our Falcons.
Yes.
They've worked hard.
Well,
they deserve to hear from us.
Yes. Well, in honor of the Falcons, are you going to make that dynamite chili that you always make? Are you cooking the chili?
No, not this week, actually. I had a pot of that about a week or so ago, so I guess I'm chilied out right now.
You're chilied out? Oh, my God, because if you were cooking it, I was going to put in my order, and I was going to drive all the way over to your other part of town and pick up some chili.
Gosh. Oh, next time I make some, I'll let you know, because I just made some probably about a week or so ago, so I'm not doing it this week.
Okay, because I'm trying to get my menu together, you know, what I'm going to make, you know, because you got to have all the right fixings.
Absolutely. Yeah. My kids have already put in their order. They, you know, my daughter, she's been wanting pizza. Ma, I want this pizza. I was like, all right, where's the? And then my son, he wants lemon pepper wings, and I'm like, okay.
All right. I even got something came across my email today, bundt cakes. They're making the Falcon bundt cake you can order. Yeah, and it actually looks cool. So I said, I may go. They have them in cupcake version and also in a full cake version. So,
I might try to buy me some Falcon cupcakes somewhere, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, Publix and Kroger's will take care of that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stores will hook us up. They will hook us up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I love the fact that here in Atlanta, from children all the way up to, you know, our seasoned adults, their fan base is so diversified and so, you know, in age and, you know, it's just so rich in the diversity part. I just love it, you know, and I feed off of that energy because, you know, I've been to, you know, some other games and other teams, you know, the cities, and, you know, it's good energy for the local team, but it's not as powerful.
No. I mean,
the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
You know,
there's something different about it. The energy and that's going on in this city right now is I don't even know how to describe it. It's, you know, I was at the post office this morning and just struck up a conversation with another gentleman, and, you know, it's just, wow. It's like it's bringing us together as a city.
It is.
You know, we're rising. And then we need that now more than ever, you know, unity in so many ways, you know. So this is going to be good for the city of Atlanta. I'm really hopeful and believing that the Falcons are going to do this and, you know. They deserve
it. We've taken over Houston. Delta Airlines had to add like 6 additional flights, and I mean we're flying into Houston. I mean just by the load, okay? So I guess locals in Houston are getting out of town because we're going to take over the streets of Houston.
Oh my goodness! You know it's so funny because I have a neighbor who is a diehard Falcon fan, and her son is a Seahawk fan, and they, you know, that last game that the Falcons and the Seahawks played, it was so hilarious. They were talking trash to each other, and she posted, she said, I'm so glad that we could still be friends after that win that we had, and they decorate the house one half Seahawk colors, the other half Falcon colors, and, you know, so even though then the Seahawks got, you know, booted out, you know, earlier in the playoffs, you know, they still cordial, but he still is not going for the Falcons. He's still not going to
boot us up. Diehard. All right. That's okay.
Yeah. But she said, you know what? She said, if they win, I'm going to run up and down the street, so you'll be seeing me run past your house.
Oh, that's funny. You know, a lot of our family members that are still in New York, you know, Rudy, he's talking smack. He's like, you know, I'm really supportive of the Falcons. And they're like, I thought you were a Giant fan. So, you know, he's going back and forth over that. But he said, no, sorry, guys. I'm going to have to support my Falcons, you know.
Exactly. My sister is a huge Giants fan, you know. But she said, I'm sorry. She said, I'm with the Falcons.
Awesome.
Yeah, she said I gotta go for the go Falcons. I said, all right, we'll take all the other fans from the other teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl. We'll take
That's right. Now I did hear something that Lady Gaga is the halftime entertainment,
and she wanted to perform.
She wanted to do some kind of special performance on top of the roof. I was like,
huh?
Isn't that a roof? Mm-mm. Isn't that a glass? Yeah, I was like, how is she going to do that? So that's going to be interesting.
Interesting to say the least.
I know. And, you know, everybody loves to look at the Super Bowl for the commercials. So we'll see what they're going to be.
See the best commercials.
Yes. So
where are you at, fans? We need to hear from you. Is anybody on the line that wants to say something to the fans and wish them well and – congratulate them on a winning season, talk a little trash to the New England Patriots out there. How about that? Anybody out there? Come on, Falcon fans. I know you're listening.
Yeah, they're listening. I guess they listen to what we got to say, and they're like agreeing with us. So
yeah,
that's all good. But we wanted to kind of open up the lines and make it a party line tonight. So
exactly.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work out, then we're just gonna cut it short this evening. But you know,
yes,
we're gonna do the best we can. We're gonna shout it to the rafters, and you know, it'll be good. We should do a prayer for them. And you know, as we, you know, can do, and just send out that good energy and good vibes, and just let them know from the rafters that, you know, we're here and
we're
cheering them on. Never
Absolutely.
Know who's listening. This show and this episode may get to the Falcons. So
you never know. You never know.
You never know, right?
Exactly. So you know, I you know, in thinking about what's going on with the Falcons, I think I shared with you that this really all reminded me of a movie that my son and I love, and you may be familiar with it. It's called Facing the Giants.
Yes, wonderful movie.
And it was produced and written by the Kendrick brothers, and for those of you who don't know who they are, it's Alex and Stephen Kendrick. They are also the producers and writers and directors of the smash box office hit War Room. So for those of you who know, I know you know, heard of the movie War Room. But anyway, the reason why this brought to mind the movie Facing the Giants is because, like I said earlier, you know, a lot of people were counting the Falcons out, said that they didn't have what it took, and,
right,
you know, they didn't think that they were a Super Bowl caliber team this season, yada, 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 you know. But in Facing the Giants, this is a movie, you know, it was a Christian high school football coach, and it's all about him using his undying faith to battle the giants of fear and failure. Because in the whole 6 years that he was coaching, his name was Grant Taylor, that was the character, he had never led his team to a winning season. And so, you know, the parents and, you know, the fathers of the team members were trying to secretly organize and have him dismissed as the head coach. And, you know, he was facing enormous giants and devastating circumstances. But what he did was he cried out to God in desperation. And, you know, he then received a message from an unexpected visitor who told him what his purpose was for the football team. And he, at that point, he had a whole newfound faith, I guess, a whole new outlook for what his team can do in facing those challenges. And so he challenged his players to believe that God can perform the impossible on and off the field, not only on the field, but in their personal lives too, you know, also. And so, you know, he told them to trust and believe that when they were faced with unbelievable odds, that if they trusted God and believed that God can deliver them through it, then he would. And that's exactly what happened. And this team ended up going on to not only make it to the playoffs by a set of miraculous circumstances, but they ended up beating this team that was 10 times bigger than they were and, you know, stronger and had won several state championships. But because they had God with them and they decided to honor God not only when they won but also in their losses, that they ended up winning the state championship 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so that reminded me of what I believe the Falcons are facing you know, in this Super Bowl, because a lot of people counted them out. And so that brings me to, you know, a scripture, Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want to throw that out there and just share that with anybody who may be listening, and anybody who, you know, knows a Falcon, you know, team member, or anybody, you know, share that with them, because they could do anything if they put their mind to it. If they believe that Christ will help to strengthen them through it and get them through it, they can accomplish that. So I just wanted to share that, because that's, you know, that is going to move mountains for them during this game, the, you know.
Yeah, that's a good share. And if anyone hasn't seen the movie Facing the Giants, it's worth, it really is really good. We were talking about it before we came on air, and I was so touched by that movie. And I was sharing, I watched it on Netflix, so I know
right.
It's still, I think you can find it on Netflix if
yeah,
anybody can, you know, just search for it.
Inspiring movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wonderful movie. It'll really inspire you, because the team was, you know, really facing some insurmountable obstacles,
yeah.
And God got them through it. So, you
yes,
know,
he did.
Faith can
yes,
move
he
mountains.
Did. And he
so,
always does. Always
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know what? It looks like we're not going to have any takers tonight, Mel D, but that's okay.
We did our part. We did. I have my pom-poms, and they're shaking, and, you know, I'm dancing in my chair, when they come home with the championship, I'll come back on air on your show following that, just so we can go, told you. No.
Exactly. Yes.
No,
yes.
We'll be
cordial
we'll be
about kind, it. We'll be good sports about it.
We will. But it's so tempting to go, we told you. But anyway.
Right. Oh, ye of little faith.
Yes. Yeah, because like I said, in preparation, I wanted to see what some of the other, some of the sports analysts were saying, and
mm-hmm.
some of them weren't too kind. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
But I think
a lot
of them.
The ones that were positive.
The doctors have made a believer out of a lot of naysayers, I'll tell you that.
They have.
You know, it's like one of those put up or shut up type of scenarios. They put it
exactly.
up because
yes,
they were the highest scoring team in the league this season, and they scored
over
620 total season points this season,
more
than any other team this season. So, you know what?
Wow.
I don't think there's too many negative naysayers about that, you know.
I know. And I was looking at Matt Ryan's record, and he had zero interceptions.
Mm.
He thrown seven touchdown passes. That's a ridiculous hot streak. I mean, and they're saying in NFL history there's only been six other quarterbacks to throw at least seven touchdown passes with zero picks during a postseason game during the season, and
right.
then all six of them were on Super Bowl teams. So
yeah.
they won
but
the
you
Super
know what?
Bowl.
And also
so.
For him, he's also the first quarterback to throw so many touchdowns to so many different receivers. They weren't all to the same person.
Good point. You're right. You're
you know,
right.
he spread it out. He shared
yes,
the love,
he
I
did.
Guess, if you will. But, you know,
yes.
so he deserves to get that MVP. He really does
deserve it. He really impressed me this year. My goodness.
And how about Julio Jones? Oh, my goodness. My
oh,
daughter
my
loves
God.
Herself some Julio Jones. She loves Julio Jones.
Oh,
and he's so humble.
He is. He's very humble.
I love
humble.
That about him. He's
That's
not
adorable.
Braggadocious at all.
He's not.
He talks about how it's a team effort all the time, and
yes.
I love that. And he's
That's
you know,
the spirit
he wants,
that's going to help him go
He's
the,
okay
the
with
end,
somebody
you know?
Else making a touchdown. You know,
yes,
it doesn't have to be
yes.
him because a touchdown is a touchdown, you know.
That's right. Hello.
Yes,
absolutely.
I love that about him. And they
yes.
just have a good synergy on the team this year and, you know, with the theme,
Well, guess
brotherhood.
What? We must have said something. We said something that triggered someone to want to come on air. So
uh-oh.
I am so excited. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
If your number ends in... Hello. Here's another.
I have been listening from the beginning. I just wanted to hear your comments, but I am so excited about the Falcons.
Yes.
I think they will go all the way and bring
yes.
the trophy back to Atlanta.
That's right.
And, you know, it's very ironic that you all are doing this special dedication to the Falcons because I wore my T-shirt today.
Oh, awesome!
Wow.
Oh my!
Because the reason why I wore it because I'm getting more and more excited every day.
Yes.
And the reason why you probably haven't been getting as many call-ins is because on one of the stations in Atlanta, they have Rise Up Atlanta.
That's right.
To that. But I just wanted to say we're listening, but some of the people probably are tuning in to other stations that have dedication to the Falcons
because everybody
is excited.
Oh my goodness!
Everybody's excited about the Falcons, and we know they are going to rise up and bring that trophy back to Atlanta this year.
This is their time.
It's their
time. I 100% agree. It's their time. They deserve it. They played a heck of a season. They deserve it.
They really did. They really did. And Dan Quinn in his only second season with the Falcons.
Yes.
He was a winner. He was a winner in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And now
mm-hmm.
he's going to be a winner here in Atlanta.
That's right. That's right.
So I said, go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
Go
yes,
Falcons.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yay. We had at least
one
caller.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, but you know what?
Well, good. Well, there's a lot of energy. I forgot some other stations were doing the Rise Up celebration today.
Right.
So that's good. That's good karma, good energy going into the atmosphere, going through the airwaves, traveling to Houston, into the heart and soul.
Exactly. So you know what? I think that, you know, we're going to kind of cut it short this evening.
Yes.
You know, and... because I know, like our last caller said, that, you know, there's some other things going on. But you know what? We did our part. We wanted to show our support for our beloved Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, I know you joined me in sending out prayers and of protection and safety for the team and for both teams, actually. And we send prayers of protection and favor for our Atlanta Falcons especially, and know that they will have the focus that they need to bring home a win here to Atlanta, and we know that they will take God with them on the field, and he will help them move mountains and be able to do what they need to do to bring that Lombardi Trophy to the ATL.
That's right. Well said, well said. Yes. It's exciting.
So, yes, it's exciting. Absolutely. So the next time we speak, guess what? We'll have a Super Bowl championship, Melody.
I'm declaring it, too. It's been officially declared on the There Is Life After Layoff show.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're gonna close out this evening and say, you know, on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say once again, congratulations to the Atlanta Falcons. We love you. We support you. It's time to rise up, Atlanta, and get behind our dirty birds. Go Falcons! Thank you.
Go Falcons!
And good night.
All right. Failure is not final. Is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for a complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord, I have my faith in, even when this seems begin. Failure.
Known has come from you alone.